is beginning to rain, rain, rain in the voice of our Father. Saying, whosoever will come drink of this water, I promise to pour my spirit out on your sons and your daughters. If you're thirsty and dry, look up to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
Hello, friends. This is Tex Mars, inviting you to worship with us today at Bible Home Church, coming to you from Austin, Texas.
Hello, friends. This is Jerry Barrett, the pastor's assistant here at Bible Home Church. Please remember that Bible Home Church operates solely through your love gifts, tithes, and offerings. You can mail a check or money order to Bible Home Church, 5200 Evidence Cove, Spicewood, Texas, 78669. Or you can donate through PayPal on our website. Don't forget to send in your prayer requests as well. We will be happy to add you to our prayer list, and we greatly appreciate your prayers for us. This week, we conclude the series, 14 Truths That Must Be Known for America to Recover from Its Satanic Trance. We pray that you will receive a blessing from Pastor Mars' message. Up next is Elvis Presley with Amazing Grace, after which we will begin Pastor Mars' sermon.
Admiral Kimmel, he didn't really know what was going on, and they were surprised, and the Japanese killed, you know, several thousand Americans. They got the jump on us. No, they didn't. Admiral Kimmel sent back a telegram before Pearl Harbor. He said, I've got evidence that's come in that the Japanese are going to attack in the next day or two. I want to put the whole Pearl Harbor base on alert. And he got a message back from Washington, D.C., from the Pentagon. No. No. Give them the day off. It's Sunday. Just tell everybody relax. Nothing big's going to happen. Did you know it was in the 1990s that our Congress had secret meetings and we forgave the dead Admiral Kimmel posthumously? He had been court-martialed, but we took it back because his family came forth with evidence and said he was railroaded. He was a good man. He knew it was going to happen. Did you know we had three aircraft carriers and that those aircraft carriers were taken, were sent out of Pearl Harbor? They were not there. They had been sent out of Pearl Harbor so that when Japan attacked, they wouldn't be able to sink our aircraft carriers. How did they do that? How did they know to send those aircraft carriers out into the sea so they wouldn't be attacked? Everything was planned, my friends. And Franklin Roosevelt, what a monster that guy was. He was a monster. He murdered Americans left and right. Got us into World War II. He knew about the attack. But the Japanese had no right to attack. Don't get me wrong. We should have had war. But now the interesting thing is, America got into World War II. How did we get into war against Germany? Oh, well, see, Germany, I'm told, attacked Poland. And that's when France and Great Britain declared war against them, when they attacked Poland. But wait, did you know that Joseph Stalin and the communist regime attacked Poland at the same time? They attacked Eastern Poland, and Hitler attacked Western Poland. And they chose to fight Hitler instead of Stalin. Why is that? Why did Stalin become our friend? He was the attacker. He attacked Estonia, the Baltic nations, Finland, and then he attacked Poland. We let him. But the minute that Hitler attacked Poland, we went after him. And we were glad to get in the war. I think Hitler was railroaded into it himself. But he declared war against us. The whole thing was a sham. We shouldn't have been in that war at all. It shouldn't have been fought, period. Now, sixth thing, the truth that you must be known is that Israel is armed with nuclear weapons. Some say they have 80, some say they have 300 or 400 nuclear weapons. They've even been given nuclear submarines that can carry around those. They could move into the Pacific and Atlantic bases near the coast of America and shoot the missiles into America. Little old Israel. How did that happen? How is it that the Jewish revolutionaries, a little nation of 7.5 million, has all this nuclear power? And we've kept it secret. They still say, we don't have any. We're not going to say anything. It's right. That's why JFK was killed. He told the Jews, you will get rid of your nuclear weapons. How did they get them? They stole them from America through spies. And that's the next thing. You must know the truth about the insidious growth of the Jewish Sionism. Sionism, what is that? Those are the Jewish spies in America. If you're a Jewish citizen, if you're a citizen of our Israel, Israel tells you you're a citizen of Israel, even though you're a citizen of America. How can you be citizen of two countries? Oh, that's their advantage. If you're a Jew, you're a citizen of Israel. You may have been born in America. You may never have gone to Israel, but they tell you you're a citizen. No, you're not. Oh, yes, you are. And the Jewish Sionism stole atomic bombs. I talk about it in my book, Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. I give the name of the individual who was in charge of the spy network who stole our nuclear bombs. They didn't invent them. We did, the Manhattan Project, but they stole them from us. And by the way, the same Jews gave Stalin and Russia the plans for the nuclear bomb. Can you believe that? What deceitful traitors these Jews were? That's the truth. And the Jewish Scionym is the spy network they've got across America. And our CIA, our Defense Intelligence Agency, and the other agencies all know of the Jewish Scionym. And by the way, AIPAC, the world's largest lobbying group, the American-Israel Public Affairs Committee, AIPAC, they've worked with the spies in our Pentagon. And these Pentagon spies have been indicted, and some have gone to prison. But it's all covered up. It's all covered up. How about Jonathan Pollard? He stole incredible plans that could have meant the destruction of the United States, and Israel took these plans and turned around and gave them to Red China and to Russia. Now, why would Israel do that? Israel's supposed to be our friend. They're our ally. They're our greatest ally, aren't they? Why? Ted Cruz told a Christian audience he stood with Israel, stood right with them. They're our greatest ally. Really? Didn't they bomb the Liberty ship? And tried to lie about it? Murdered all those American sailors? Didn't they steal our nuclear weapons? Yes, they did. Ted Cruz, you are a traitor. You need to know the history. You need to know the facts. For example, why did they help Russia? Why did they help Red China to prepare to attack the United States? Why did Israel do that? Because Israel is run by communists. You said, Tex, boy, no, that's crazy. There's Netanyahu. He's not a communist. They've got the Knesset, the Israeli parliament. They're not communists. Come on, Tex. It's true. The Jewish revolutionaries, Lenin, Trotsky, Kaganovich, they were all Jews. They hid it. But now they tell the truth. Putin forces them to tell the truth. Putin said at a meeting in 2011, it was the Jews. 80% of the communist leaders were Jews. The Jewish revolutionaries are the founders of the communist conspiracy. The world conspiracy that is responsible for over 100 million people purged, tortured, dead. I mean, Hitler was a piker compared to these horrible people. Well, who came up with this idea for communism? It wasn't a Jew, was it? Oh, yes, it was. Karl Marx. Karl Marx was a Jew. You need to know these things. People don't know anything like this. Let me explain something to you. I took advanced college courses in communism, and they never taught me that communism was Jewish. I went through 20 years in the Air Force. They taught me at the higher officer training schools. They told us about communism. They never told us that it was Jews behind it. Can you believe that? America is lying even to its own officer corps. America's education system is lying. I want you to know about it. They were the communists. They are the communists. That's why Netanyahu, his father, was a communist. His father came from Poland. And what was Poland but a communist country? In 1948, most of the Israelis were communists. David Ben-Gurion, the first prime minister of Israel, asked who in the world he admired the most, said Vladimir Lenin. He admired Lenin, the murderer of communism. He admired him the most. Some 30 years later, we asked the same thing of a guy named Shamir. He'd just been elected prime minister of Israel. Who did he admire the most of all the world leaders that had ever lived? He said, Vladimir Lenin. Vladimir Lenin! Of course, they're all communists over there. They've got a socialist government. Did you know that abortion is very popular? Abortion! You Christians out there that love the Jews and talk about them, how wonderful they're holy. They're living in the Holy Land. And they're so pious and they're so righteous. And they kill all the babies through abortion. They have one of the highest abortion rates in the world. But who pays for that? You do. Because the medical system of Israel is a socialist system. The government pays for people's medical care. And what does the government authorize but abortion? How can you do that, Pastor? You Southern Baptist, you Assembly of God, you Church of God pastors, how can you give money to Israel when you know they're going to take it and build atomic bombs? When you know they're going to take it and give their women abortions? You are behind the abortions, Ted Cruz, and all the others, Jeb Bush, all of you. Hillary Clinton. Well, let's go on now. Well, I guess that's number 8. We've only got a few minutes left. Here's some other truth you need to know, my friend. The Holocaust. What really happened? Did 6 million Jews die? Did you know that Auschwitz was where 4 million died? 4 of the 6 million died at Auschwitz. Oh, that was the killing center. Except after the communists fell, see, Auschwitz is in Poland, a communist country, former communist. It turned out that the Polish say, we've been lying for many years. There weren't 4 million killed. They're about 1 million killed. Huh? So now let's take that. 6 million died, 4 million from Auschwitz. But now we find out only 1 million died at Auschwitz. That means we subtract 3 million. That means only 3 million died. But if you say only 3 million died in the Holocaust, you'll go to jail in Germany, in Austria, and in many other countries of the world. And they'll call you a Holocaust denier. You're just saying the math is, hey, a third grader knows the math. 3 million from 6 million equals 3 million. But I wonder if 3 million died. Know the truth. Now, another area is UFOs. They've lied to us about UFOs. The government knows something. I don't know what. Maybe they created the whole thing to keep our minds off what they were doing elsewhere. We need to know the truth about the UFOs. We do know the CIA and the FBI are involved in them. The CIA cooked up many of the crackpot theories about UFOs. What did they do that for? We're paying them taxpayer dollars and they're going out and making up UFO nonsense. Some of it may be true, though. We don't know what's true. Get the government. Find out. Force it out of them. Know the truth. Here's another thing. There are two men that wanted us to know the truth. They died. They were murdered. One was George Patton. General George Patton. He was. He was murdered. He was over in Europe. He was murdered, I believe, by Jewish agents. Then there was the Secretary of Defense, Forrestal. He, too, was murdered. When he talked too much about what Israel had done and was going to blow the whistle on Israel, he suddenly ended up dead. Wasn't that mysterious, actually? He was thrown out of the 16th floor of a building, a hospital. He was thrown out of the building. He was going to be let go the next day, and they went and they got him and they threw him out the window. Murdered. Know about that, my friends. Know the truth about who murdered George Patton. Wasn't an accident. And Secretary of Defense Forrestal, that wasn't a suicide either. Here's something. Richard Nixon. Watergate, was it just a third-rate burglary? Did he get involved in the plumber's outfit, and that's why he was forced to resign? Hey, read about my book. Read it in my book, The Conspiracy of the Six-Pointed Star. Richard Nixon went up against the Jews, and they used the Washington Post and other newspapers to destroy him. And, of course, Congress, too, because they control our Congress. Richard Nixon was drummed out of office, as was his vice president, Spiro Agnew, both of them, almost at the same time, by the Jews. They first murdered JFK, and then they come back and drum out of office Richard Nixon. Here's another area for you. The Mafia. Everybody knows about the Mafia. Oh, yeah, that's those Italian crime families, right? Wrong. The Jews who ran the Mafia. The Italians worked for them. Think about that. The Jews. Meyer. And others ran the Mafia. They set it up in Las Vegas, the Jews. They even had a casino in Cuba, the Jews. Wow. Jewish organizations, Jewish leadership, the Italians worked for the Jews. See, we don't even know who led the Mafia in America. We've been lied to so much. Well, it was some guy named, you know, Al Capone. Yeah, that's it. No, not Al Capone. No, there's other people. Know about them. And then finally, I think I'm on number 14 now. This will shock you. I only have another minute or so. The homosexual and pedophile deviancy in America. The homosexual and pedophile deviancy in America hey, this thing with Caitlyn Jenner, this thing with the homosexuals, it's big. And pedophilia is huge. Did you know it's part of their religion? It's part of their religion of the Illuminati and Freemasonry. That's right. Homosexuality. Pederasty. Here's some of the people that were gays. And you're going to say right away, it can't be. It can't be. These people were gays. Martin Luther King. He was bisexual. Bob Hope was a gay man. Jack Benny was a gay man. Marlena Dietrich, she was a gay gal. Mae West, a gay gal. Michael Jackson, of course, he was a little queer. Hillary Clinton. One of the lesbians shouted out while she was giving a speech at her on inauguration in Washington, D.C., back years ago. She said, I'm so happy. Now we have a first lady in the White House that we can. Goodness gracious. How about George W. Bush? Check out a man named Gannon, G-A-N-N-O-N. Google it up. George W. Bush. There's even a picture of him kissing Gannon on the top of the head. George W. Bush? Can that be? How about J. Edgar Hoover, former head of the FBI? He lived with the man for years. He covered up the mafia because they were going to out him. And there's many more. Many, many more. There's a network of pedophiles. Do you ever heard of Epstein? Check him out. Find out what Bill Clinton had to do with him. About the young underage girls. And the island of the pedophile. All of this is true. These are lies told us. You must know the truth. My friends, Jesus said it. Ye shall know the truth. And the truth shall make you free. What was that again? Listen very carefully. Ye shall know the truth. You're the overcomer. You're God's man or woman. You're going to find out about these things because you're the overcomer. You're going to know. You're going to fight the beast. And eventually, we'll have victory. We'll have triumph. We'll have heaven. We'll have Jesus.
If you're thirsty and dry, look to the sky. It's beginning to rain.
You've been listening to Pastor Tex Mars and Bible Home Church. Please join with us in worship next week as we continue to honor the remarkable Word of God.